Hello neighbours, welcome to Fit to Eat, the Newfoundland Labrador Farm and Food Show. I'm Ivan Emke, your host. This is episode 37 of season 2. Today we're back in the Functional Foods Lab of Grenfell Campus of Memorial University in Cornerbrook. We were here a few episodes ago as well, you might recall. It's a place that researches food with a purpose and tries to ensure that nutritious foods find a place in our food system. The idea is to get products to market, food products with good taste, enticing smell, a pleasant texture, and that look appetizing. Oh, and nutritious as well. And importantly, using ingredients that are locally available. While these actions may start in the field, in the lab, in the tasting rooms, they can result in changes in the kinds of things that we will see in our grocery stores down the line.
We try to mimic the products in the market. For example, like jams, jellies, and other pickles.
When I just come here, it's a little shocked because different kinds of food to eat.
We produce a good functional jello based on pumpkin. I was working with dairy products to enrich the dairy products like milk and yogurt, to enrich them with fruits like blueberry, for example.
Today I have two guests who have a variety of international experiences, though they originally hail from Vietnam and Palestine, respectively. They're both currently living in Cornerbrook and working on the nutritional content and taste properties of foods. We're meeting in the Functional Foods Lab in Grenfell's main Arts and Science building. It's full of cooking technology, tasting stations, chemical analytic equipment, office stations, some things I can't quite recognize. It used to be a geography lab, full of maps and globes, a place where students learned about the world around them. In some ways, it still functions like that, except that the main topic area these days is food. Pull up a lab stool and join us.
My name is Lian. I'm from Vietnam, and now I'm living in Cornerbrook. I'm following the PhD of Environmental Science, and my thesis will focus on the developing functional food.
What's a functional food? What's a good explanation of
functional food? Food is with benefit for health.
For health, okay.
Yes, yeah. But it can high quality than that. I mean that it compose some good component with very benefit and even used to release some symptoms of the disease.
Are there functional foods in Newfoundland? Is that why we're here? Are there some good functional foods here?
Of course, there's a lot of beneficial or healthy food here, but my healthy food will be focused on the brain health and with the materials, the combination of the red rice. Some other ingredients in Newfoundland.
So you're working on your research right now. Have you identified the other things from Newfoundland that you'll use, like other kinds of foods with the red rice?
Actually, because most of products will compose many ingredients, and the main ingredients I use is red rice, but it needs to compile with a lot of other materials, so I could like to use fruit in Newfoundland.
Okay. Berries,
blueberries, raspberries, and some herbal vegetables. Another one is seaweed. It's very important.
Oh, seaweed. Okay.
Yes, very important to compile seaweed in the food product.
Into the food. So you put these together and then you study the nutritional quality by having that combination of red rice plus berries and whatsoever.
Yes.
Yeah. Does it taste good?
At the beginning, it sounds good, but I need to further survey for.
So you'll have that here. We're in the lab right now. So you'll serve this to a variety of people and they'll give you an evaluation of it?
Okay. Here is the lab used to for the evaluation the sensory quality of the food product. Mm-hmm. And of course the first requirement is the food product have to meet the requirement of the sensory of the consumer.
So it has to look, feel, taste, and the texture has to be okay?
The structure, the smells, the flavor, the taste.
Like you do different amounts of berry in with and so on, like you have a whole bunch of things and then you just try it out on yourself and your fellow students for a while and then you find some and give it to the public, I guess.
The purpose is launching into the market.
How far along are you in your research right now?
Now, it's just not above 1 year.
Okay,
Very beginning, because kind of many experiments on food products. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my professor and I, you know, evaluated that the product is very potential to success.
In your earlier education, did you do functional foods before? Have you been?
Yes, of course. My major is food science.
Food science, okay.
And food chemistry on bachelor and master.
What kind of foods were you working on then? Like,
I work on many kinds many range of food, including bakery products.
Oh,
like
bakery products,
bread,
cookies.
And then I also work on the beverage and candy.
Oh, okay.
Including milk, beer, fermented liquids.
Fermented liquid. So you could do an analysis of figgy duff, which is a traditional Newfoundland pudding here, breads.
I've developed pasta from and then bread now to develop into products.
Okay. So when you're studying bread, are you trying to make it better for people? Like that the nutritional quality of bread is better? That's the idea?
Yes.
Yeah. But make it taste just as good or better.
Yeah. The taste is the most important. And then the functional properties.
So you've been in Newfoundland for about a year, you said? This is a year into your studies, something like that?
Yes.
I should ask you what you think about the food in Newfoundland. You know, you've moved from a very different sort of food culture.
Yes.
Did it take a while to get used to the kinds of things that are in the grocery store?
Yes, of course. when I just come here, it's very a little shock because different kinds of food to eat. Yeah. But fortunately, in the supermarket, there are lots of many kinds of materials. Yeah. In these days, I think that they are a combination between the cultures, so easy to find the similar materials.
Yes, it is different than it was 30 years ago and 40 years ago in the first year. Yes. So you're looking at berries and seaweed and so on. Can you think of other kinds of Newfoundland products here that people might want to work on related to functional foods someday?
Yes, of course. We will begin with the common food first.
Okay.
Like bread.
Food first,
bread and noodles, and very common for most of people can use it. Because when we want to improve the nutrition of the diet, we will begin with the common. So I think that most of Newfoundland or the people in other countries are reason also could use.
Have you had a chance to eat some of the traditional foods here, like they call it Jig's dinner or Sunday dinner or whatever?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I have a lot of friends here. And
oh, beautiful.
and they usually invite me and my family to come to the party. I couldn't remember the name. I had the chance to taste it already.
Yeah. Have you been able to cook some Vietnamese food for them?
Oh, yes, sure. We usually change and introduce new foods for them.
What are some of the reasons why you came here? Newfoundland and Grand Fort Memorial to study.
Actually, the first reason come from my professor. We have the many similar points in the researcher and... Mm-hmm. I have some friends here, and they introduced this land is very peaceful to live and study. For specific reason, I have a chance to work with the committee to recruit the new students when they come to my country and my university, and I met them directly. So many reasons to bring me here.
Is there direct work with farmers sometimes, like they're trying to figure out new crops to grow that are adapted to our cold? Old climates, like kohlrabi and things like that. Is that being studied as well, some of those things here?
Yes, actually there's some, you know, my professor, I'm working with this some people who research in coral stuff, and Ibrahim is working directly with the farmer.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we have collaboration.
Collaboration with the farmer.
We can't really talk about taste and texture and smell without making reference to one of the finer food experiences for us home gardeners, that of homegrown tomatoes. Here's Guy Clark.
Well, there ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Oven in the morning, out in the garden, get you a rifle. Hey, don't get a heart. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and dig me a bit. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. about eating, that's for sure. But it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew, make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with egg, eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle, put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake. Homegrown tomato, homegrown tomato. What'd life be without homegrown tomato? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love, homegrown. Tomato seed, cause I know what this country needs. Homegrown tomato in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in a garden would be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomato, homegrown tomato, homegrown tomato. What'd life be without homegrown tomato? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown.
That was Homegrown Tomatoes with Guy Clark and some friends. We're in the Functional Foods Lab on Cornerbrook's Grenfell campus. I've been talking with graduate student Leanne Nguyen. In this section, we meet postdoctoral researcher Ibrahim Abareda.
All right, now look out, Chet.
I'm Ibrahim Abareda. I hold a PhD in food chemistry. I'm originally from Palestine. I'm in my second year of postdoctoral fellowship. Right now, in my project, I'm working with farmers. Mm-hmm. In fact, we are developing or bringing new crops and new produce to the Newfoundland in order to enrich the gastronomy and food basket. There are some similar but new varieties. I mean, like, for example, zucchini. Yeah. We brought some new varieties, eggplants, and the core products. I mean, the secondary processed foods based on those new brought crops. In a try to make a new produce, farming techniques, and also new secondary functional food products.
Yeah.
So that can be good for health. Besides, they are new and they can also be nutritious.
Yeah. So for something like a kohlrabi or a zucchini or whatever, when you talk about secondary production, what kinds of things would that be? Would you make it into a...
Well, we try to mimic the products in the market. For example, like jams, jellies, and other pickles also. For example, eggplant can be processed as... Pickled, dipped in oil, for example, and can last for 1 year at least. So those co-products are traditionally made in different parts of the world. For example, from the Mediterranean area, I mean, especially from the Middle East. So we have various types of secondary processed foods that we are going to work on and to develop them to be introduced to the market here, hopefully in the coming months.
Yeah, and that part of that process is the same as what Leanne was talking about, is you taste, you look at the sensory.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sensorial analysis is one part of our work and one of the main parts, in fact, the key parts, because if you taste this product, and you surely will come back and take it again and enjoy it.
Your meetings must be a lot of fun because I bet there's food involved, right? Are you tasting things as you talk about your research?
As you mentioned before, the first taste is with our eyes. If the food is attractive, then you are encouraged to eat. And the other thing is smelling and tasting. Yeah. So first seeing and smelling and tasting. So these are the sensorial main things.
So the lab, people in radio can't see this, but you have a number of seats and carrels, basically. And there's a little door, I think, in behind there. So people sit there, and then you open the door and put a plate through?
Yeah, it says.
That's how it goes? And then is there some questions that they answer then on the computer? Is that what the computer
says? Absolutely.
Okay.
There is those are the panel. It's comprised of 9 members. So they do their work as tasting the food and just make the scores for every single property of the food.
And I'm sure that the cultural background of people doing the tasting might have an effect. So if you're trying to get something into the Newfoundland Labrador market, you'd want to make sure to have tasters who come from that gastronomic tradition.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. This is a very important point to take in consideration, because the food is to be marketed in Newfoundland market, then people from Newfoundland should have a taste of this new product.
Are you ever surprised, like you taste, smell, look, and so on, and you think, oh, this is ready to go to market, and then you do a panel and you find that people they don't really warm to it, or they don't like it that much? Have you found that ever?
I guess we can avoid that ahead of time to confront with such obstacles.
The first product we will base on our own sensitivity, but when we go to the panelists, we will adjust the sensory evaluation, follow the panelists.
So you get fine tuning of the product after you do the panel.
Absolutely.
Yes.
In fact, this feedback is good for us to develop the new product.
Yeah. Yes.
So this feedback we get from people that it is not tasty, for example. We will work on this and develop this product based on the views of or the feedback of people. This is important for us to get the feedback.
Right.
Either it is negative or positive.
So Ibrahim, are you working on, is there a product area that you're interested in?
I was working with dairy products to enrich the dairy products like milk and yogurt based products, to enrich them with fruits like blueberry, for example. Mainly, in fact, berries in general, especially strawberry. I made some formulas in the past back home.
We certainly need a lot more secondary production of dairy products here, and the market is wide open for something like that, it seems.
I found that people here, even people know that seaweed, for example, is good for the health, but because of their smell, it's not good.
Right.
So most of them, when we talk about seaweed, that is the reason why we try to combine it, and with the good taste, impressive.
There's this assumption sometimes that if something is good for you, it doesn't necessarily taste good. Like, eat your carrots, they're good for you, or whatever. But you're trying to get around that, I guess. You're trying to make things that are good for you that still taste good.
Yes.
Absolutely. So you suppose that, like medication, it's for example, astringent, then I have to take it because it's a medicine, but it's still astringent or pungent.
In functional foods, do they work on things around medication, like especially for children's medication, to make it more tasty?
You mean nutraceuticals?
Yeah, I guess it would be that. Yeah.
Some kind of nutraceuticals is one of our aims. We may develop some kind of concentrates, food concentrates, like berries, for example, in the shape of capsules or powder or a shake or juice that can be easily consumable and palatable for children or other ages.
Yeah. Do you have a piece of music? It can be from anywhere. Because I like to have a piece of music from people that I talk to as part of the interview. Because it's just sort of nice when you have a bit of the personality of the individuals you talk to through their music.
Sing? By singing?
Yeah, by singing.
Oh, no, you don't have to. You can. So you can think about it for,
yes,
for
yes,
a little
we have
while.
To think.
Abraham did get back to me on a music choice. He suggested this track. It's called Absolutely Cool by an entity called Balloon Planet. That's a duo who specialize in happy, bouncy electronic music. I'm chatting with a couple of food researchers today, Leanne and Ibrahim. In this last section, I gently prod them for a few secrets on how to be a better cook. Alas, I was unsuccessful. They gave away no secrets. We head back to the Functional Foods Lab at Grenfell Campus in Corner Brook.
So you spend a lot of your time in research, like doing different combinations of things. Folks who work in functional foods, are they always really good cooks? Because you're always putting different tastes together.
Yes.
Do you like
true,
to cook?
True,
you like
true.
To cook? It's true.
I think it applies to me.
Yes.
I used to cook a lot.
Okay.
And I have this sense of tasting things. Frequent tasting of my plate, my dish while my preparation, then it's important.
Yeah. Actually, most food researcher will have the good sensitivity.
So if you're ever invited out to dinner for a functional foods person's place, you should go.
Definitely.
You should go.
Yes.
They might ask you about it afterwards, so how did you like that?
The feedback. I always ask for the feedback.
Yeah.
After, for example, if I prepare a dish and invite people to a dinner or lunch, first question, I need your feedback afterwards, please.
You don't have a little computer screen, though.
Over 10.
Over
10. I need
your feedback. What kinds of foods did you work on before you came to Newfoundland?
I have been working for Coca-Cola, so to develop some drinks and also, functional drinks.
Yes.
Energy drinks. Also, I worked in spices and mixes of spices. Mm-hmm. At some point, we developed, as I mentioned, some dairy products enriched with plant-based strawberry. Yeah, those are the main things that I worked on.
Yeah.
I look forward to develop new functional foods here in the food lab, and like breads, for example, some kind of cookies, jams, some nutraceuticals.
Yeah. How was your transition to coming to Newfoundland and Labrador, your first visits to the grocery store?
In fact, my transition was in parallel with COVID-19. So
It
was completely affected by this period. And I'm still struggling to get to the market and to the farms. And but I think that we can do some good work on the new produce and work on that and produce secondary products with good, promising health effects.
If you're going to cook for somebody, what's your favorite food? Leanne, what's your favorite food? What do you like to eat?
Actually, I like my traditional food in my country. It comes from rice, cooked rice, fried rice.
Yep.
But I also enjoy with the bread and vegetable. Basically, I love it.
Any particular spice? Is there a flavoring that would be your favorite?
Maybe a little spices will be increased the sensory.
Yeah. How about you, Ibrahim? What's your favorite?
Our dishes, our food in general, is based on the Mediterranean diet. So it contains lots of whole grains, fruits and vegetables, fish products, and less meats, and I mean red meats and fats. We have lots of dishes based on rice also, together with vegetables and chicken. So we have a variety of dishes like this. For example, makluba, its translation, literal translation, is upside down.
Upside down.
That's the cooking pot. You just
turn it over.
And you get the whole rice with vegetables and chicken mounted on above of that.
How much longer do you have for your program? You're here and you're working on your research.
Yes, I work here in my research for 4 years.
4 years, okay. So you've got some time yet.
Yes, a lot of time to develop.
To eat lots of seaweed while you're here.
Sure, I love seaweed.
Do you? Excellent. Okay.
Yes, I love seaweed.
Yeah. Does Newfoundland have good seaweed? Have you?
Yes,
good seaweed.
Good seaweed, and I love it.
I think it's great because you have to love what you're doing, and so if you can be a promoter of seaweed, sure it'd be good. They'll say, you know that seaweed lady there from Garner. Yeah, that's right. That's what you get to be known as. How about you, Ibrahim? Are you?
To be honest, I'm not a big fan of seaweed.
He's your first convert. You have to talk to him about this.
I will ask you to leave me the taste.
That's right. Yeah, at the tasting table.
Hopefully, it will be positive.
So you have a couple more years here yet. You're working on things. Hopefully COVID will clear up a bit and things will be a bit more natural to get to the market.
Absolutely. This year, in fact, the farm was very producible. We produced the new crops. Pumpkin, we produced a good functional Jello based on pumpkin.
Based on pumpkin?
Yes. Huh. We're going to introduce this as soon as possible after having analyzed all the, doing the quality analysis and the related sensorial analysis. And
so does it taste like pumpkin? Like it's a strong pumpkin taste?
I will show you. I will show you the that we produced.
The Newfoundland pumpkin Jello. Do you have a name
Jello
for it?
Or jam. Not or yet, jam? In fact.
Okay.
It's in process
of jelly and jam.
And also there are some what is called nuggets, maybe covered with coconuts. So this is another thing that we are working on and trying to develop it.
Good ideas.
Thank you both for taking some time and explaining a bit more about functional foods for our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you. So,
by the way, we did get invited out to Ibrahim's place. Joyce and I enjoyed our time with Ibrahim and his wife and their charming kids, and we had makuba, that upside-down dish that he talked about in the interview, with chicken and rice and vegetables and great spices. And when he took it out of the oven and cleared the kitchen and deftly turned it upside down onto a platter, it was a time of high drama.
I think that we can do some good work on the new produce and work on that and produce secondary products with good, promising health effects. The first taste is with our eyes. If the food is attractive, then you are encouraged to eat.
The taste is the most important, and then the functional properties.
The food is to be marketed in Newfoundland market, then people from Newfoundland should have a taste of this new product. If I prepare a dish and invite people to a dinner or lunch, first question, I need your feedback afterwards, please. Sure.
This has been Fit to Eat, the Newfoundland Labrador Farm and Food Show. To listen to other episodes of this show or for more information, go to fittoeatnl.ca. On today's show, we heard Guy Clark's song Homegrown Tomatoes, along with Absolutely Cool by Balloon Planet. The theme music, Cluckold Hen, was performed this week by Hardy Bray Vivian and Phil Williams. You could book them for your next barn dance or shed dance. This is a production of Kitchen Table Communications. I'm Ivan Emke. Join me again next time. I'll be right here. Happy trails.
I love suet.
To be honest, I'm not a big fan of suet.